You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Andrea Vasquez. Andrea is a visiting assistant professor, and she is with the theater and dance department. She's here to talk about an upcoming event, Hit the Road, Jack, a dance tribute to the songs of Ray Charles and other dances. First of all, we'd like to take the time to welcome Andrea, and she's going to talk a little bit about herself. Andrea, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for this invitation, Louis. I'm excited to invite you and everyone to our spring show, Hit the Road, Jack. We're premiering different faculty choreography. My colleagues and I crafted different pieces, driving from different experiences and enjoying working with our committed students. So the audience will get a sense of different emotional landscapes and situations. Hit the Road, Jack is a dance tribute to the songs of Ray Charles, and the dancers will be portraying relationships between men and women and what things can go wrong and right. I choreographed two pieces. One is a duet titled Chocolate Frosted Sugar Bombs. That's a duet tribute to Bill Watterson's characters, Calvin and Hobbes. And then I choreographed a group piece titled Laugh Like the Loudest Whale. Basically, what I want to convey is don't take yourself too seriously. Learn about laughing about yourself and make mistakes and keep moving.
Classes like the one you're teaching, where you actually choreograph a song and add steps, movements to a song. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, well, you know, dance is now established as an academic field. And yes, indeed, we reference these great dancers like Fred Astaire, even Michael Jackson, in an academic setting. We draw from traditions like ballet or classical dance and modern dance, which is basically when dance start breaking away from the standards of ballet that happened in America at the beginning of the 20th century. We have what we call the founders of the school. And from there, it's just been a response of individual expressivity, from a need to communicate. There's well-established techniques. Our students learn about the history of these traditions, and they focus on research in different areas, historical or just specifically about movement or dance and other disciplines, which is very important to make those connections. And since the borders between our disciplines can be so blurry, dance and theater can mix and you don't know if it's theater or it's dance theater, how you label that expression. So we're aiming to give our students a very round view of the tradition of this art form, mostly Western tradition, and a more contemporary angle, which involves interdisciplinary concepts and interdisciplinary projects. We worked with music or without music. We don't necessarily have to choreograph to a song, but sometimes we decide to. Sometimes we just decide to create a choreography just in silence, as one of the pioneers did at the beginning of the 20th century. It's just revisiting ideas, bringing the attention to what it's movement, the essence of movement, and the essence of how to express your individuality as a mover.
The evolution of dance, and of course, as we've discussed, it has come a long way. Some people have said that it's gone full circle, and it's dances that were popular maybe 40 years ago are becoming popular again. What would you say, as a scholar, defines dancing?
Well, the nature of and the essence of dance is movement. So movement per se, how can we manipulate movement to communicate? I will say dancing is an expression, a human expression. There are many layers into what conforms movement. There's the physical aspect of moving your body, moving your joints, moving your skeleton and your muscles. But there's also the emotional layer of your moving to portray love to portray your grieving. There's also the psychological aspect of moving. So I think it layers, it's complex as humans are. Defining dancing, it's a broad question, but in this setting will be, well, you become a well-educated artist by knowing your traditions, by knowing what is happening currently, what the possibilities of the field, and mostly the expressive tool of what is dance.
The expressive tool that you mentioned, a lot of people have trouble expressing themselves. But mainly, some people have said, that's just because it's their sense of value, esteem, the fact that they're shy, they don't want to let go, let loose. But once they start getting the hang of it, then it's okay.
Right. I think everyone is capable to express through movement because we moved, unless there's some limitation. But your movement, the way you walk, the way you move your arms, the way you sit, are expressing different aspects within yourself. So everyone has that potential to express through movement. And I think it's just how experiences have shaped your relationship with how you move. So it is good to recognize that you live with a body that is expressing and taking you to places and moving objects, and that can also have the potential to be an expressive medium. And I just recommend for people to try a class, maybe a social dance class, or just to dance with the music that you hear on the radio, and just to allow that to happen and not to judge. And I think even that it's hard for dancers that are training at a college level. It is common to hear students judging themselves and putting labels on the way they move. And one of my goals is to open their minds and hearts to what movement is and the possibilities to develop your expressive range.
And I think because, as you mentioned, the music, once that starts, it's almost like the trigger button. Talking about what's going to happen next week, and in this Hit the Road Jack, a dance tribute to the songs of Ray Charles. Ray Charles, of course, a great artist. What can they expect when they show up to this show?
Well, I will say you'll be coming to a journey of different worlds. You'll be seeing on stage vibrant, vital bodies moving. You will hear different music, you'll be taken into different places. All the pieces are very contrasting in their thematic material and also in the emotional atmosphere. So if you want to tune with different emotions and enjoy someone that has trained to move their bodies, I will say come.
Hit the Road Jack, familiar song. People, when they show up to this program, they're going to recognize a lot of the songs, obviously.
Yes, obviously. You'll be able to recognize and listen to the wonderful Ray Charles. And the piece is crafted in a way that it's telling you a story. You'll see different characters emerging, different situations and relationships happening. So it's we're telling you a story.
So it's more than just a concert. It's, as you say, perhaps a musical, and like you said, is a story.
Exactly. Specifically, Hit the Road Jack goes more in that tone, but we have other pieces that are more abstract and just movement drive. My colleague Isla Connolly choreographed a piece titled No Reality Between Us, and she's drawing from a psychological point of view. So as an audience member, you may not grab storyline, but there's a lot of emotional content in this piece. So,
are there any, Andrea, videos or pictures of the dancers on your webpage that people can go to and check out?
Yes, we have some photographs and a video for the audience to check.
And what's the webpage? I guess
yeah,
go
well,
to utep.edu
and then go to the theater and dance department.
I said that this starts next week. I didn't mention when, what time, etc. So would you fill us in on that, please?
Yes. We have opening performance February the 15th, and then we have performances the 16th, the 17th next week. We start the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Our Sunday performances are at 2:30, The rest of our performances are at 8 p.m. in the Wise Family Theater in the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts building here at UTEP.
And approximately how long will the show be?
Expect like a little bit more than an hour.
An hour, okay.
Yes.
If people have additional questions, perhaps about the website, anything else, what number should they call?
They can contact the theater and dance department or send an email, or you can find us even on Facebook.
And as far as the tickets go, I understand that there are discounts for military, for
they
students,
are. We have,
and also for this time for city employees.
Yes, we do. We're going to have a specific performance where we're going to be offering discounts. There's going to be a military night and also El Paso City Employee Night. So check out our website or our Facebook page and let us know if you have more questions.
Okay. Well, thank you. Unfortunately, it's time for us to hit the road. Andrea Vasquez, we've been visiting with Andrea. She is a visiting professor. She is going to be part of Hit the Road Jack, a dance tribute to the songs of Ray Charles and other dancers. And it premieres February 15th, 16th, and continues through the 24th. If you have additional questions, you can call the theater department or the ticket center. And, of course, you can also go to utep.edu and then go to the theater and dance section and find out more about it. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louis.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.